Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's the final hour. The final hour is the power hour. We'll give you an update on Monday Night Football, where we stand in the market with the Dolphins and the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Femi and I will give you the bets that we have already made, the bets we are looking to make. I'm sorry. So yesterday in the office, I ordered... It's like Middle Eastern food. There's this great place by me here that does like chicken shish kebabs and give you like a house salad with rice. And they have this vegetable paste. It's like all these like mashed up vegetables with olive oil and some like spicy sauce. That's like spices, not spicy sauce. So I have it here. I don't know what it's called, but it's delicious. And I had a little leftover in the fridge here and I just had some and it's very spicy.
Uh-oh.
And I'm suffering. So I apologize.
Did you have it like a, what did you have, like with some bread or something? Or like, what do you put the spread on?
Just with the spoon. Exactly. Cause my wife made me soup. So I've been eating the soup and I was like, you know what? Let me just have a spoonful of this very spicy sauce. Like I'm in trouble right now. I'm like like the Ralph Wiggum meme from The Simpsons. Like I'm in danger. I'm not doing great at the moment. Anyway.
Yeah,
it's not great. The bets that we've made, we're thinking about making for week 16 in the NFL. And we will discuss Philip Rivers' start yesterday for the Indianapolis Colts on the road in Seattle. And again, why I think it's like the third or fourth most noteworthy thing to come out of that game. All our bets for tonight will close the show. But for right now, let's set the table, Femi, for the college football playoff. We'll have a lot of great guests joining us this week to break it down, both people that will be broadcasting the games, bettors. We're going to cover it from every angle here on You Better You Bet as the college football playoff starts Friday night in Norman as Alabama visits Oklahoma. So I'd like to spend most of the time here on the games that everyone cares about, which is Alabama, Oklahoma, Miami, A&M. Femi, if you have a thought on JMU, Oregon, or Ole Miss, Tulane, we can do that as well. But let's start with Alabama and Oklahoma, on Friday night, where Bama is a 1-point favorite. Total is 40.5 at BetMGM. These two teams played, obviously, in Tuscaloosa, about a month ago at this point?
Yeah.
Probably a month ago. Oklahoma won, and I bet Alabama in the game, and that was no fun. Femi bet Oklahoma, and we both acknowledged that Bama probably should have won the game, but they didn't. What do you want to do in this game, Femi, with Bama and OU?
Yeah, I can't get that last game out of my mind and how that played out. I like Alabama quite a bit. If you just watch that game, Bama was the much better team in the game. And Oklahoma, to their credit, and they've been doing this a lot, like the defense forces a bunch of turnovers, the special teams is really good, and it's reflective in their numbers as well, like some of their season-long stuff that is definitely in there. But I like the experience of Alabama in terms of coaching Kalen DeBoer having been to the playoff before. He went to the 4-team playoff when it was much harder to get into the playoff when he was at Washington as opposed to now the 12-team playoff. I think that stuff matters in these big games. And Brent Venables, who I've been a very big critic of, like, he's impressed me getting this OU team to the playoff despite John Mateer's injuries. But still, I like Alabama in a close game. DeBoer just continues to win, even though this has been the matchup that has held him up the last couple of years at Bama. They got embarrassed in Norman a couple of years ago, and they lost the game a month ago in Tuscaloosa. I think he finally, third time is the charm for DeBoer against Venables. He saves his job, and they beat Oklahoma in advance to the quarterfinals.
So here's where I'm at with it. Alabama can't run the ball, right?
It's not great. Let's get Jam Miller back out there, but it's not great.
Even with Jam Miller playing this year, and he's not 100% healthy, but it's not exactly made anyone like yearn for the halcyon days of like Derrick Henry.
No, he's not Mark Ingram, Derrick Henry, no.
Okay, which doesn't mean he's bad, just that they haven't been able to run the ball this year. He's all right. He sucks. I'm kidding. Just thought it was funny. Let's say that Alabama can't really run the ball on Friday night, which is not a stretch to say. That's actually would be the betting favorite, right? Is that Bama has no success running the ball or close to none, right? Mm-hmm. That's fair?
I think that's fair. Yeah. Okay. OU's a good defense. It's a really good defense.
Okay. Okay. So now the offense, which I acknowledge has way more upside than Oklahoma's offense, although I'll get to John Mateer in a second. But with Ty Simpson and Bernard, and maybe Ryan Williams decides to show up for this game, they're going to be one-dimensional, Alabama's offense. Going up against a Brent Venables defense that creates a ton of havoc. And I don't mean havoc in the way Colin Wilson says it, because he's like talking about some metric.
You're in those havoc score streets?
I'm not.
Like, damn, I didn't know you.
I'm, okay. No, you know me well enough to know that I'm not. They cause a ruckus, right? They disrupt things. They cause
Nikki
havoc.
Saturdays out here.
that's more like Nikki spreadsheets. Their defense is really good. And I think Oklahoma has the better special teams unit in the game, and that came to roost also in the first matchup of these two teams. Now Oklahoma's the home team. We don't know how John Mateer is going to look in this game. Is he going to look healthier now with a couple of weeks off? Is that hand going to look a little better? I think this one's pretty easy. Oklahoma plays a clean game. Bama's one-dimensional on offense. Oklahoma's defense and special teams are better. As long as Oklahoma avoids the critical mistake, and like they may make it. Who knows? Like that's betting, Susan. We all watch and bet on sports. We all know how this goes. I actually think the wrong team's favored. So I like Oklahoma at any plus price just to win the game on Friday night.
But doesn't it feel like a little bit we're getting Bama at a spot where, I don't know, I don't think it's buying low because like they made the playoff, but like they just got blown out in the SEC title game against Georgia. I
think this is a ton of respect. What did Bama close in that game? 6?
I think it was like 6 or 5.5 or 6 at home against Oklahoma.
Okay, so like you flip home field here. Like, what do you like? It seems like I don't know, man.
Probably the same rating, but yeah, it's probably the same rating from Alabama. Because yeah, it's like you're probably given like what, like 3, maybe 3.5. I don't know. I'm not good with college football home field advantage, but it's a playoff game, so it's like this is like as great a home field as you'll have since we first started doing these campus playoff games.
It feels like a respectful line for Bama to be favored here.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I just agree with it. Like, I just agree that Bama is the better team and should be favored. And I keep going back to the coaching. Even though Venables has gotten the better of DeBoer in this matchup over the last couple of years, I think in a big spot, DeBoer, who's a proven winner, I like him more than Venables, who he did his winning as a defensive coordinator for Clemson, not as like the head guy.
Well, so, I mean, this is not the national championship game. This is the first round of the college football playoff. No,
but I mean, it's still a big game. I mean, it's a home playoff game. Like, it's the biggest home game you could possibly have. Like, you know, and like that's still a massive deal. So like in these spots, I'm going to go with the coach that has been a proven winner in this. How much of like the DeBoer noise do you think is baked into this number? It doesn't seem like much at all, if any of it. I think a lot of people are just, I mean, it might just be social media fodder about Kalen DeBoer, like potentially leaving.
I'll give you my opinion on this. I don't think DeBoer is leaving. I think this is a media creation. I don't think it's like actually a real thing.
Yeah.
I can be wrong about that. That's my opinion.
Yeah. He put the statement, I think it was like yesterday afternoon. It might have been Saturday or Sunday. I saw it yesterday, but saying that he has not spoken and has no interest in speaking with anyone else about any other job. There's been a bunch of noteworthy alums, Damian Harris, like other guys that have played for that Alabama program, played under Nick Saban, that have said like, hey, like this guy might be coaching for his job on Friday. I tend to agree with it just because expectations are pretty wild down there in Tuscaloosa.
Who are they going to hire? Like at this point, that's better than him.
Maybe they could pluck someone. I don't know. Maybe they can get Lane Kiffin. I don't know who
you're hiring. I'll tell you what, that'd be something.
That's the job that he wants. I don't think
Brian Kelly
about it. Like, it doesn't sound like the AD would ever do it with Lane Kiffin, which I think is the smart thing from Greg Byrne, the Alabama athletic director. But yeah, Brian Kelly's out there, and that's not like an inspired hire given how things went at LSU, but he at least has been to a national title game. Like, he's been to the playoff. Like, he understands what it takes. He's got a resume. But yeah, I mean, there's not that many great, but I mean, that job comes open. You can pluck someone. Like, Bama doesn't need people to be available. They can pluck people. That's how good of a job it is, or at least the resources. In terms of the stress, it might be a bottom five job. Probably is, but the resources, top five job.
All right. That's the first game, Friday night. The second big game, out of, there's only two. The others are playoff games, but it's two group of five teams.
You're not excited
for Miami and A&M. You know, I'm excited for the Commanders and the Eagles and the Packers and the Bears on Saturday. Like, will I watch these games? Honestly, like Miami A&M's that's a tough time on a Saturday during the holiday season when I have to work all day Sunday.
Yeah. It's like, how do you justify like, hey, what are we doing today? Well, at noon, I need to watch college football.
I can't. It's not a justification. Like I DVR the game and I watch it at night. That's what happens. Yeah. And I don't sleep. Heading into, I don't sleep. I know just what I'm saying. Good, I don't know how we weekend. Got into No Doubt here.
No Doubt, yeah. Shout out Gwen.
I know you're good. I know you're real good. Oh,
it's a great song.
Okay, it's. I don't know if it's a great. I'd say it's like a very good song. La, it might la, be great. La, la, la. that is how it ends. La 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 la. Don't. No. Okay, Miami and A&M.
That's a retail store Hall of Famer, by the way. You hear that any retail store? Go to a Macy's. Here's,
you better stop pretending who we are. Okay. Then you get the sitar there.
No, I
won't. Do, 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 do. You ever, by the way, if you're ever like in the need for anyone out there, you need like music to kind of pump you up. All phones have this, like all, like by phones, I mean this. I'm a boomer. Apps on phones, not phones.
All phones have apps.
All phones have apps. Yep.
I love
Spotify,
it.
Apple Music, whatever. If you search like shopping playlist, every song you listen to, it's the point of. I'm sure they have like people that make a lot of money and sit in a room to figure this out. These are songs that like you listen to and you're like, you get happy. And when you are happy, you are more willing to spend money.
Mm. But also when you're sad too, maybe that retail therapy.
Yeah, that helps too. So if you like you walk into a department store and you hear Pharrell say, "It might seem crazy what I'm about to say." Like you're ready to give your credit card to somebody, right?
Grab along if you feel like
it. Because like, I'm spending. Spend your money if you know what happiness brings to you. All right. We will get to Miami and A&M next hour. We'll give you a market update on Monday Night Football with the Dolphins and the Steelers. We will talk about Phillip Rivers' start yesterday as the Colts barely lose to the Seattle Seahawks, plus our bets for Week 16, plus all our bets for tonight. It's the final hour. It's the power hour. It's coming up next here on a Monday with Nick and Femi and you on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.